Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show, Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show, Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. So today is the last episode of our season, ladies and gentlemen. It has come to an end, but we will have more seasons to come and lots of wonderful things to talk about. Today we're going to talk about body language and how it affects others, how leaders use it, and how leaders deal interviews such as celebrities with hosts and that dynamic they have. So, let's kick it off. Body language. When you say thank you, have your head over your chest and lift up your chin and bring it down as you say thank you. It shows a lot of genuineness because you're putting your hand on your heart. Now, putting your hand over your genitals shows embarrassment, especially protecting the man's gonads when you see the soccer players protecting, you know, your manhood. Many bouncers do it at nightclubs as well. Now, the palms down are authority. The palms up is more passive, which is more nice to see and more inviting in a public speech. People that speak that are enthusiastic and congruent with their body language are more powerful speakers. People that take pauses. People that speed up. People that take louder, louder emphasis on what they're saying and then bring it back down. A good story is something that has tension. You build it up and then suddenly the climactic moment of the story, you just explode it and that's the very, very end. A classic storytelling has to be told in first person. I'm walking down the street. I see a guy. He pulls out a knife. He starts following me. Then he attacks me. Then he comes up to me. I disarm him and put him on the ground. That is the buildup. More body language. When you're in the presence of authority, it's good to keep your hands to your side, keep your feet together like they do in the army. And if you have to, bring your head down because that's a sign of submissiveness. When we look at the body language in animals, we see that the dog that brings its head down and that shows his neck to the alpha male is the submissive one. And we also see that when, this has nothing to do with each other. The submissive alpha male has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. We see also females showing their estrogen by showing and exposing their neck, a subtlety. We show men showing their estrogen with their testosterone when they stand up straight. Now the classic steeple, you see Donald Trump doing it, we saw many, many powerful politicians do it. It's when you put all your fingers together and you have like a circle in between your hands. You just put all your fingers together. It looks like a triangle. That is the steeple. It shows, credibility. Now watch the feet, guys. Watch the feet and watch where they angle. The feet are where the person wants to go. Also, when you're approaching people at a bar, if they're facing inwards and they're not showing that their feet are diagonally outwards, they're not open to somebody coming in. Angles are everything. You could be at a party and if everybody's looking towards a direction and you're in the back and you're not in a direction where the angle is where people are looking, they're not going to look at you. And you won't have the attention. Now, storytelling. Storytelling is important and crucial in having a powerful and enthusiastic and charismatic personality. When you're storytelling, the first thing you have to do is say, hey, 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 guys, this is crazy. The craziest thing happened. I have this amazing story to tell you guys. You get their attention. On Charisma on Command, they talk about Kevin Hart doing that. There's another philosophy that when people are talking over you, you do not let yourself get interrupted. You keep talking, and then people will shut up and be like, oh, this guy's actually saying something important. When someone interrupts you, you keep talking. As you look at presidents and that are coming in, they're coming in from the right side, the press is there getting the picture, and the president that shakes the hand with the palm, the back of the palm, showing the cameras on the left side looking at the from the camera view is the one with the upper hand. These upper hand handshakes have been seen since the Romans. Many power players use the upper hand. They put their hand above yours to show that they have more authority than you. Personally, I don't care. I'd rather have a friend, and I'd rather let the person feel that they're better than me, have more authority than me, because I don't have an ego problem. But if you do want to counter the power player upper hand, all you need to do is step forward with the left foot, grab the hand, step to the right, and use physics to twist his hand to the down, and you have the upper hand, if you want to be perceived like you have the upper hand. I see the strides. Striding and really moving your arms a lot in the stride shows youthfulness and vigor. We see presidents doing that as they compete against each other when they're walking with the press in front of them. You see Putin and Bush do it in some videos that you could look up. There's also a seriousness that you could show by closing your eyes just a little bit. A seriousness. And then we also see that opening your eyes too much is to emphasize. Opening your eyes is to emphasize a certain point, but if you do it too much, it could mean aggression. Listen to the body, guys. Intuitively, we could also pick up on signals from body language. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the psychology of color. Color is very, very important when we want to make an impression on people. A good color for a man to use on a first date is blue. Vanessa Van Edwards talks about it on her YouTube channel. A good color to use is blue because it shows reliability, it shows faithfulness, it shows confidence, it shows calmness. And a good color for a woman to wear on a date is red. I saw in a TED talk about the psychology of color that the woman that has red in the nightclub or in the party is automatically the most beautiful woman in the room. Red is all over our lives. Red can mean aggression, but red could also mean love. Green means nature. Orange is the color of hunger. That's why many fast food restaurants and restaurants have orange on it. Or a curiosity, orange can be. White, transparency. Purple, the color of luxury and regalness and royalty. Beautiful. Those are the psychology of color that I have so far, and there's plenty more to look up on YouTube. Now I'm going to go into a topic that I find very fascinating, which is the interaction that people have, the celebrities have with the hosts when they're on their interviews. Normally, you'll see a host that'll tease the artist to get a laugh. It's playful teasing to get a laugh out of the public, but sometimes the teasing goes a little too far. What have I said about teasing? You laugh at it if it's friendly, you just extend your body language, touch the person, and you laugh about it, it's fine. But sometimes the teasing goes too far. What do you do when you're a celebrity in that couch, in that chair, and there is a host that is just taking it too far? You could do one thing. First, you could laugh at it, you could keep laughing at it, take it, just roll the punches. Two, you can hit them back with a little sarcastic comment and see if they stop. Or three, what's the third one? It'll come back to me. It's very important not to get riled up when you are being hit with these different attacks, which are not very good. Now, people can come up to you in a bullying situation and they can start bullying you, and they'll be like, look, oh, you're weird or you're bad. And when you know that it's coming from a bad place, you could answer them with a question. You could answer them with a question. You say, I don't know what made you think that you could talk to me in that disrespectful manner. Or you could do it with a statement. Is there anything, what did I do to make you feel that you could talk to me in that way? Or you could do it as a question. What did I do to make you feel you could talk to me in that way? And now the third way that just came to my mind is that you can take what they're saying and that you use it to empower yourself. Because the best talk show host, what they do is that they insult and tie it up with a compliment. They tease and then tie it up with a compliment. And what you do when you get teased and you're not getting complimented and you're getting bullied and it's getting too far, what you say, if they say, oh, you wear your pants so tight, you look like an emo guy from the 90s. You could say, well, this emo guy from the 90s is about to be nominated for a Grammy. And then they'll be like, oh. So they get a different reaction when they tease you. Makes you think twice, guys. That's a different way of taking it. So teasing happens. It can be friendly. It's fine. But when it gets a little too much, that's something that you can do. One of the most beautiful things about the psychology of the way people interact in interviews is that you can... I saw a video of someone interviewing the Bee Gees, and the Bee Gees came in and they talked about one of their songs, and then the interview was teasing and he says, I don't even remember that song. I forgot about that song. And literally Barry Gibb and Andy Gibb got up and walked away. And that's something that you have to take into consideration. When you tease someone, you can't tease their identity or something that cannot be changed about them. That's something that shouldn't be messed with. Tie it up with a compliment with your friends. It'll be great and will take you very far. And if you are a talk show host, do it. You see the psychology of color. We see red so much in our life. Red in the stoplight. And then we have green. I've been thinking. Green is a color of money. Green is a color of nature. Green is the color of the go light. So when you have green on, green is the color of WhatsApp. Green is the color of go. So when we wear green, it's almost like we're inviting people to come to us. It's fascinating. We have it all around us. Our colors. When I look at advertising, I try to think what on a billboard calls my attention. And words don't call my attention that much. There's been sort of like an inclination of people to look at videos and look at pictures on Instagram more than going to Twitter to read words, from what I understand. I may be wrong. But when I look at a billboard and I see a picture of a burger and the fries and the ketchup and the onions, I'm like, wow, I really want that burger. So that's the power of images more than words. Images are powerful, guys, when you're doing marketing, when you're doing logos, when you're doing graphic design art. Just put the necessary on the font. And then there are like, we can use the psychology of color to use the font. If we want something calming, we could use white and blue. If we want something that could bring and start people to just rile people up and to get them energized, we can use red and black. If we want them to make some curiosity and hunger, we could put some orange and black font or orange and white font in the background. And then there are colors that really nicely go together, like we have red and pink, red and white, black and gold, purple and gray. Phenomenal, fantastic colors that can be used in the psychology to influence people in a positive way. I love communication. I am passionate about what makes people tick. I am fascinated with who we are, why we do what we do, and most importantly, why are we here, what is our purpose, and what is the point of life. We're going to keep talking about these topics, and we're going to get a little more philosophical in our second season, although we'll touch on, you know, some more, physical topics, tangible topics, pragmatic topics. But I think it's really beautiful to ponder the questions of the universe. There's many people that are just living. They're just existing. They're not living. I want to live. I want to ask questions. I want answers. We're never going to have enough answers. All I know is that I know nothing, the axiom. We're not going to have all the answers, but at least we're asking questions. And at least we're delving into the unconscious, into the unknown. Many of the questions are answered within your soul. The power of meditation. They say in the Buddhism that you read and you study, and in the power of meditation, the answers come to you. Answers could come in dreams. In REM sleep, when you're dreaming, you can interpret your dreams. There are many psychoanalysts, philosophers, psychologists, hypnotherapists, philosophers, that astrologers, mystics that interpret dreams. Carl Jung, for example. There can be different kinds of dreams. There can be premonitory dreams of something that's going to happen. There can be dreams that show a symbolic meaning of something that's happening in your life, in your spirit, in your body, which is a repressed desire. Your body and your spirit and your soul and your subconscious mind is trying to tell your conscious mind something. Pretty be able to learn. Be able to excel. Because we're here on this earth to learn and excel and evolve. We're not here just to procreate, guys. We're here to make the species evolve. Our generation is more evolved than the last generation, and the last generation is more evolved than the generation before. And the generation that's coming after us is going to be more evolved than us. And that's the whole point. It's not competing. Well, actually, it might be healthy competition. It's good. We want to be better than the last generation. We want to compete with what's going on right now in science and art and communication and awe and medicine. We want to be better. We want to improve. We want to take it to the next level. And there's many, many discoveries that are happening at this moment that are changing our lives. Many medical discoveries, many physics, aerospace dynamic discoveries. Medical discoveries are countless. we could possibly live many more years. So anyways, I love you all. This is the end of season one. Thank you for tuning into the Adon Show. I love you all. Thank you for being such good sports. Thank you for following me. Thank you for liking me. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. I'll be doing lives weekly on Instagram and Facebook, so you guys can check out my content there. And stay tuned for the next season of the Adon Show podcast here on Spotify, Anchor, and all the other platforms that we're on. I'd like to say thank you to Anchor. You've been phenomenal and you've changed my life. You've given me a platform for me to be able to express my feelings and my knowledge and really leave an imprint into society that I feel that I have a duty and what life expects of me, like Viktor Frankl and like Man's Search for Meaning said. So thank you all for tuning in to the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Thank you, everybody. I love you. Bye bye. Stay classy.